Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, I don't need to tell you about the cost of childcare in this country, whatever about when you're at work. It's also expensive to head out for a meal or a show, and often finding a babysitter is not so easy either. My next guest runs one of the biggest babysitting platforms in the world, connecting childminders with 6 million customers worldwide. It makes money on a subscription service or a flat fee of 30% on top of what the babysitter wants per hour. Daniel Lawson is head of strategy with babysits.ie or babysits.org, depending on where you're logging in from. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit more about how the platform works.
Yeah, definitely. So as you mentioned, Babysits is a platform that connects parents with childminders, babysitters and nannies. Each can create their own profile and basically get in touch with each other, regardless of where they are in the world.
Now, so the babysitter, do they have to be of a certain age before they can apply to be a babysitter on your platform?
Yeah, generally that's the case. In Ireland, the minimum age is 16. Depending on the country, it can also be 18. And yeah, basically just depending on the regulations of that specific country.
And I presume that once they log in, they have to have some sort of references.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, first step, as far as verification goes, every member, including parents, have to do ID verification. That's a mandatory step, basically to really build trust into the platform. Of course, childcare in general is the most sort of trust-based area. So that's something we really push at the beginning to make sure from both sides of the platform, everyone knows who they're dealing with. So as a parent, you can trust the person is who they're saying they are, and as a babysitter as well, in potentially a vulnerable situation, going to someone's house to care for their child, you also know who the family it is you're working for. So yeah, that's really the baseline first thing that we do as far as that goes.
But you guys, because you're a platform, do you guys do any background checks or anything like that?
Yeah, so the background checking isn't mandatory. An example, in Ireland, we have some voluntary extra verifications. That's, for example, uploading a Garda vetting. You can do also different social verifications. And we have our own systems of community review, so that helps as well. I think that's, for parents, probably the most, easiest thing to...
So is this kind of like eBay, where someone kind of rates the childminder or even the parents? Or do the childminders also rate the parents?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a two-sided system, okay. Exactly like that. Gives more people peace of mind to see how other members have experienced working with other members, parents and babysitters alike.
And does it remove cash from the system? In other words, is everything paid digitally online?
Yeah, so it's an option. Like you mentioned, there's the option for paying with the booking system. That's including a commission up to 30%. But of course, you might choose as a parent eventually to take it off of the platform and just pay the babysitter directly based on your own preference. Mm-hmm. We recommend paying through the platform generally for...
So you can get your fee.
Yeah. Well, but also for safety purposes, particularly with the first few bookings, if you haven't worked so deeply with a babysitter prior, then it gives us an extra point where we can actually do more support and mediation in case there's some issue, etc. If they don't show up, then you can get your money back easily. And it gives you more peace of mind that they'll show up on the day, of course.
You guys are in 107 nations. That is a pretty substantial number. Are there any jurisdictions that you've had issues with?
Yeah, as far as issues, I mean, there can be issues anywhere that they pop up. But of course, we do our best within our best.
What about Middle Eastern countries? Because obviously letting strangers coming into the house is sometimes a big taboo.
Yeah, exactly. So for example, Middle Eastern countries, we've had more issues as far as government regulation and getting set up sometimes. Also, just culturally, you see some differences. Of course, nanny culture is there, for example, more popular than babysitter culture. So how we go about actually communicating the platform and what we're focusing on.
Do you also facilitate live-in nannies, or is it just babysitters who ad hoc?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. The focus is more on babysitters generally. And Babysits is the name, so it makes sense. But of course, there is a possibility to find a live-in nanny or other forms of childminders through the platform as well.
And is that a one-off fee if you connect people together, or is that an ongoing fee based on what they're paid in a year?
For the nanny, it's just based on the subscription as well. So the same exact model as for babysitter. So you can either choose the commission based on using the bookings if you'd like, or
30%.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can upgrade to a premium subscription, and based on the premium, as long as you're keeping the subscription, you'd continue paying.
What is the premium subscription? What's the charge on
that? It starts at, in Ireland, €8 a month, around €8. So, but that's for an annual plan of $99 per year. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, monthly, it's $24.99 per month.
So what do you get for $24.99 a month? You get as many babysitters as you want, but you still have to pay the babysitters.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd get like priority access, basically, to any babysitter that you'd like. We have the free version as well, and that's basically that you may contact babysitters if they've contacted you, but in order to actually proactively contact, then basically.
And does the babysitter have to make his or her, usually her, way home on her own, or is it up to the landlord to decide that?
Yeah, it's up to eventually the family to decide that. So it depends on what they're open to. At the end of the day, the babysitters set their own rates, and within that rate or within what they coordinate with the parents, they might also include, for example, taxi fare or something else.
Well, babysits.ie is the website in this country. And Daniel Lawson is the head of strategy. Thank you very much for coming in, and have a lovely weekend. That's it for now and for this week.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.